Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so maybe I was wrong.
No, hold on. We're going to get to this. There's a way to wrap this and have a good time with it. So, look, you heard Beanie's verbose update. And the way we started the show, I'm not going to do it again. I was driving down and listening to Doug and Scott, and they were doing God's work. I don't know how. They're just nicer than I am because I just can't do stupid. And there was so much stupid calling damn phone lines. People upset about Amon-Ra getting paid or doubting it or knocking it. You sound like the Beverly Hillbillies. That's really the problem here. You're not used to winning. You don't know what it takes. And now all of a sudden you get a guy who's shown up in town. All he's done is the work. All he's done is shut his mouth and produce, go to work every day. And Amon-Ra, for my money, is a top five wide receiver. I'm thrilled you paid him. I've been trying to tell you for months it was going to be 4 at $120 or 5 at $150. It just depended on
how long.
That was it. It was going to be Tyreek Hill's deal. So you got it. And then you follow it up. It seemed, 2 hours later, Penei Sewell, 4 at $112. Now, what does it all mean? Now, all right, beyond me knocking people who aren't smart enough to understand that this is what you do when you're a Super Bowl team, and when you get a player who reps your city the way Amon-Ra does, he may get paid a hell of a lot more than you do, but he gets up and he works. And he shows up on time, on task, and he works. And he doesn't cry about it. He doesn't complain about it. And he does his business. Mm-hmm. You reward that player.
Right.
So now what does it all mean? Well, the Sewell thing means something different. I think the Sewell thing absolutely will spell the end of Taylor Decker.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to pay your right tackle $27.5 million, $28 million per. He's going to be playing the left side.
Right.
Now, I think the Amon-Ra thing... That's just business. You have a number one, you pay him. But see, what you said, you weren't wrong in saying it. Adam Schefter reporting that a deal between Goff and the Lions is not close is fascinating.
Yeah, there's no, according to Schefter, there is no deal imminent, in quotes, for Lions QB Jared Goff, despite the fact that St. Brown and Sewell have landed new deals. Per source, the Lions and Goff have spoken about the new deal this offseason, but no deal is close at this time.
It doesn't make me nervous. Let me just say that right there. It doesn't, but it's interesting. Because I think if we started this off season, we thought Goff would be the first guy to get paid.
Right.
And he wasn't first, and now he's not second. And no, I'm not pitching that this is Max Scherzer turning a deal down and Cabrera getting his money is kind of an F you. No, but it's interesting, Rico. Now, they have this year, and then you do have the franchise tag. But one thing that, to me, is just not on the table is not paying him. Right. But it makes me wonder, where's the valuation? What is Jared asking for? Mm-hmm. And then how do the Lions see him? You know, we talked about it. I don't see him as a guy that I'm paying Joe Burrow money. I'm not paying you $55 a year.
Right. But... We you have to be careful because with the salary cap going up, Mike, that number is why a lot of people didn't like the St. Brown contract. Scary number. Look too big. Here's the thing.
It's not the number. I don't want to redefine the market paying Jared Goff.
But the market's going to get redefined no matter what. It's not going to go backwards. So that, yes, Goff and people like that are going to make a ton of money.
I'm fine with it. I'll pay him 45. I can't get to $55 million. See, I'm not saying that's what he's asking for.
No, no. And see, I think the days of 45 left last year. Like, you would have locked him up last
year. So what do you got to pay him in your mind?
I'm thinking that you're going to be paying him the lowest amount is probably $48 million a year. You're going to be paying him close to $50 million, and you got to be okay with that, that you may see a four-year
190.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, if that's what it took, look, the fact that they're not close is just really interesting because, again, let's say Jared views himself as a $50 million guy. If you're not close, well, that means the Lions don't view you as 45. They view you as 40.
About 40, yeah.
Or does Jared have a demand? And this is all conjecture.
Or maybe the Lions are saying, hey, what if we sign you to a 2-3 year extension and Goff may want more security?
Yeah. Well, it'll be something to monitor, that's for sure. Because we were joking, like, all right, it comes in threes. I guess Jared's getting the deal right as the draft starts.
Right.
Man, if they're not close, that means one or both of their valuations are really out of line.
It still has me perplexed because I thought that this should have been done last year. I thought that this was going to be the first thing done as soon as the season was over, and the first person they re-signed was a kicker that they didn't even use. Okay, and now today is Christmas for all the players. They're opening it under the tree and opening up the gift. Boom, I got this deal. I got this deal. And it's like, what are you doing with Jared Goff? Because when you hear Goff talking, he sounds like he's going to be here for a long term. And, you know, he makes it seem like, you know, well, this is going to be close. But when you see things like this, it's like, should we just assume that he's going to be here? Now, I'm not trying to stir up the pot. I'm just saying.
This yes,
is one of those,
you are.
No, it's one of those, if he's going to be here.
The deflator.
Then let's just get this thing over with. Like, what is the problem?
Either he thinks he's worth too much, or they think he's not worth, or he's worth too little.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rico, that's all negotiations are.
Yeah.
And again, I know we're parsing words. It's Adam Schefter. They're not close. Now, Jared, in his podcast, where he did call the Detroit media negative, said, no, I don't talk about contracts. My agent's talking about it. I think I'm about to be here in Detroit for a very long time. Okay, well, what's changed?
Yeah.
So, look, you just keep an eye on it. But is it surprising? Yes. I'm
it
surprised
very,
by that.
Or maybe this is all posturing and the Lions steal the draft and announce it tomorrow right before the draft.
248-539-9797. Let's get some of the people in.
Because you know
mix.
What? If they did that and then say we're trading out of the first round, I think people would be okay with that.
Well, people need to be okay. I mean, the idea that what? I mean, I understand you're a fan. You want to see them make a pick. But if they trade down and get 2 second round picks, how's that bad?
Dan Campbell put it best this morning, talking with Cookies.
Yeah, we're going to play it later. One more sleep or whatever he said.
Yeah. If we trade out, you know what? One more sleep and then we'll have 2 picks the next day. They'll be okay.
Brian is up next, 97.1. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Hi, Rico. How are you doing?
Good, hey, man. Brother. What's going on?
Hey, well, I had a lot of bullet points to make earlier when I was on hold, but now it's more of a conversation. I mean, I guess number one, Rico, it's not Christmas for Taylor Decker. number one. Number two,
no.
Everybody else in the town, I want everybody to think about it this way. If you're in earshot of this radio station, close your eyes and think about that first half against San Francisco. That's what we need to remember, guys. That's the feeling that we need to get to again. Signing these guys is what we need to do as a baseline to get there. So that's my first point. Second point with regard to Jared Goff, since we're talking about it, is 50 out of the question? Is it? Because that might be the number you want. I'm asking you. I'm asking you, Mike.
No, it wouldn't be for me. No, I mean, Brian, I would understand it if that's what they had to do. Would I feel as good at 40, you know, as 45? No, but
at 47 or at 47 or 48, like you guys were just talking about, what's two more million when the salary cap is going to go up again and again?
Well, that's why
and
I
we're
said
the ones for it.
That's why I said the Schefter thing. If they're quote not close, I don't think they're at 45 versus 50. That's all I was trying to say.
Sure. Well, at 50, you think back on Stafford signed the deal because you guys brought that up as well. You know, we were looking at that deal and we were out of our mind, but we weren't going to, you know, we weren't looking at that deal compared to Breeze and Brady and Manning and all these other guys. I mean, now we've got to pay Goff because, again, those other guys coming up, all these young guys, Burrow and, you know, all these other guys are going to get their money above Goff. So we got to pay them. In regard to splitting hairs on Schefter's, you know, line there. It could be a matter of close. Are they talking money or are they just talking time at this point? I mean, it could be a situation where close is just a matter of time, not necessarily the money. And,
well,
you know,
he's saying they're not close. So it could be term. It could be money. Look, Schefter's not in the business of really being provocative. So he just put it out there. And I'm like, all right, well, they're not close, you're like,
yeah.
I don't know. Brian, my only thing I can tell you is I'm a little surprised. That's all.
Let me leave you with this last fact, and I know it's completely off topic, but finally, and if you guys have an open segment in the next 2 days, what is Patrick Kane's cryptic drop that he just posted about an hour ago about memories, but then let's go Red Wings? So, it's an interesting thing. Check that out, what you just posted. You guys have a great day. Looking forward
you
to the content
babe.
The next couple of days.
Thank you very much, brother. And Rico is our resident social media guy. So go ahead. Tell me what you're looking at, and we'll
I'm
get
trying
to
it. Find it.
248-539.
I can read it real quick if you want. Patrick Kane tweeted out, "Thank you, Red Wings, my teammates, coaches, and all the fans of Hockey Town, for welcoming me and my family with open arms this season. This past year gave us memories we'll never forget. The work doesn't stop. Let's go Red Wings."
I'm not going to read into that. That just seems like a nice comment.
Exactly.
I'm not going to tell you a deal's imminent, but I don't think it means he's chucking the deuces to us.
No.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. You're an adult. Don't be on social media. There's an idea.
People are overreacting wildly to that, by the way.
and I'm not, because I'm a grown man.
Yeah, because whenever you come out there and say thank you to somebody, it normally means that you're walking away. It's the full-page ad in the paper that Grant Hill did.
Kenny, show me he got a 3-year offer from somebody, and then I'll wave goodbye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.